Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, and it's the 18th of June, and I'm recording at 9:56 p.m., and that is British summertime here in what was very sunny London earlier today. Okay, so in these interesting markets, what have we got? What have we got going here? Well, Japan, getting a little bit further reaction in here. Nikkei 225 down 1.13%. Japan had an awfully big move to the upside and is a little vulnerable to a consolidation. I'm just going to take a moment here to bring up the TSE2. Hold on, TSE2 index. That's that second section index. And yeah, that had it fell here today and just broke above 5,000 earlier in the week, particularly yesterday, and so back downward. So I think we're in a little bit of a corrective phase here for Japan. It had remained almost bulletproof for a while there, but it may require a further weakening of the yen, and that's steadied up a little bit. It's at 122.95 against the US dollar. Now, China also had such a run to the upside, at least the A-shares have, and the Shanghai Composite was down, and eyebrow-raising 3.67% today, so a downward dynamic occurring there. Smaller declines of just over 1% for the H-share index, 1.13%, and a tiny decline for the Hang Seng index. So they're holding up a little bit better, and so they should, because the valuations are vastly superior in the H-share and Hang Seng index shares as well. Taiwan, South Korea, a little higher. Poor old Australia, that resources weighing on them, down 1.25% here today. Now India getting another every day we're getting a little rally in here, and up at least this week we are, and I think it started last week, so up another 1.06 here today for the Sensex index. And the other Asia Pacific markets are all a little bit lower in Europe. Well, this was interesting because they started the day quite weak, and again, the whole Grexit thing has got everybody nervous here, so it seems. At least we aren't getting demand rushing in, and there's just enough selling pressure to push these down a little bit. But then they picked up, and I can remember seeing the DAX down nearly 90 points at one stage. That's the German market, and it ended up 122 points. So that's a good recovery. And if you look at a daily chart of the German DAX index, you'll notice that it's come down more slowly than it had gone up to its high of this recovery phase a couple of months ago, and that we're starting to see some bigger upward dynamics here. I think Europe's in a buying range. I've said that, I think, over the last few days. There's no guarantee that something won't come out of the Grexit situation that worries people. But I think there's a little bit more risk possibly, but the big play is to the upside. And particularly with a number of the autonomies, have a look at the automobile manufacturers, for instance, very oversold, and they look and good value here overall. Now, what about the whole Grexit thing? Well, I feel sorry for the Greek people, but certainly not the Greek government. And Tsipras is the prime minister. I'll not make the personal comment, but you can imagine what it is. And he's off. There's a lot of larking about, laughing, smiling, calling the IMF policies criminal, and he's in Russia. right now, checking out his possibilities there with Mr. Putin. So, and that says that says something about his ability to judge character or his own character. I'll leave it at that. But the United States has lost interest in the whole Greek saga, and I think that Europe is rapidly reaching the conclusion that while it's not in their game plan, that they might well be better off without Greece there. And that's certainly my view. Okay, so what else? The U.S. did well in here today. And we've got the Dow up 1%, S&P virtually the same thing, NASDAQ up 1.34. Now, two indices here, the NASDAQ Composite, that's the broader NASDAQ index, the other one's the NASDAQ 100, but the NASDAQ Composite hit a new all-time high in here today. And the Russell 2000 index, that's of the smaller cap shares, which have been less damaged by the strong dollar, that hit a new recovery high in here today. So that's good action. And the others all firm. The S&P and the Dow are certainly within striking distance of their all-time highs. And we saw a bit of a rally also in the transports and also the utilities. So Wall Street's not all that bad by any means. Elsewhere, we had Canada a little higher, Mexico up a quarter of a percentage point, Mexico up three quarters of a percentage point, Brazil up 1.86%. Now, in the bond markets, they're getting a little bit more volatility in terms of the day-to-day swings. And the US 10-year closed in the middle of its range, but that was up a bit further, 2.33% here today. I maintain this is a consolidation. Before they break above that 2.5 level, a little consolidation below 2.5, and I think it's could last a little longer, but then we'll see higher yields. The VIX index volatility that I described that yesterday is looking like a gradually developing base formation, but it still does, but it's weaker in here today, 13.19. There's nothing about that in here today to frighten stock market investors, nor is there anything else there. I mean, the general consensus is that we'll get at least one rate hike here this in the second half of this year, September, December. But Yellen has said that they're not going to be in any hurry to raise rates, but they'll be working on the basis of market events, and by my calculations, the global autonomy should be picking up here over the next 2 to 3 years, maybe 1 to 3 years, I think is more likely, and that will push rates somewhat higher, but also the economy will be in less danger of the perpetual deflationary slump that people have been fearing. Okay, and what happened here with the dollar? Well, that got hit again. Remember, I had that downward dynamic yesterday and moderate downward dynamic. Today it followed through on the downside, got down to 93.56%. That would please the Fed. And I think it would, I maintain that it would like to see it below the 90 level. It then narrowed that loss, but is currently trading after hours at 94.032. But you've got lower rally highs on that dollar index. And it's still in a process of a very lengthy medium-term reaction and consolidation in my opinion. And that's good for the US economy. It's also good for the global economy overall. You do not want a too strong dollar. That obviously hurts US GDP growth, and it could put some emerging markets in trouble that had borrowed dollars against that zero interest rate policy, which still exists today, but not for all that much longer. And in commodity markets here, we had the precious metals. They didn't really respond to the dollar weakness yesterday, but they did today. And a point I've made before and will repeat again here is that you really do need a weaker dollar to revive interest in those precious metals. I don't think the Grexit situation is enough to cause that sort of fear buying. Palladium didn't do much, gave up its gains. It was up at 727, but is currently at 718 and change. That's down a little bit. Silver is at 1613. So that's higher, but it was up at 1643 when the dollar was on its lows of the day. And we see gold here right now, 1201 and change. That's up $16. And that's on the higher side of its range. It's less than a dollar from its high of the day. And platinum, which has been the weakest one recently, had a good bounce at one stage, was up to 1096. 1,096, it's currently at 1,082 and change. That's up $10. Crude oil, the Brent is 37 cents higher at 64.24. And the WTI is 58 cents higher at $60.50. Industrial metals a little firmer in here today. And we also see, let's see, grains and beans, not much going on there. I see coffee's a little bit firmer, but soybeans, corn, just a tiny bit lower in here overall. So that's pretty much it here on the 18th. All the very best to all of you. Oh, one last point. I hope you're still listening. I'm posting David Brown's presentation today. This is a wonderful working document, very educational document. I think all subscribers will appreciate it, and give copies to your adult children. All the best.